Good morning and welcome to our podcast. My name is David Pritchard and I'm the head of marketing here at Sintons. Our podcast today is the third of three podcasts we're going to be bringing you this week. And the reason for these podcasts is that we are supporting Resolutions Good Divorce Week. And for those of you who don't know, Good Divorce Week raises awareness of the work of family justice professionals. So as I said, Good Divorce Week runs this year from the 29th of November to the 3rd of December. Sintons family team are going to be doing a multitude of things across the week. In addition to the three podcasts that I mentioned, we are also going to be doing a live Q&A session this Thursday, and we're going to be offering a free legal advice clinic this Friday. I'll come on to contact details shortly, but all the details can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk. Episode 3 is going to concentrate on the collaborative process and using third parties to assist with your divorce. So without any further ado, straight over to Sophie. Sophie, good morning and over to you.
Thanks, David. No discussion during Good Divorce Week would be complete without mention of a collaborative divorce. As divorce is ranked as one of the most stressful life events, alongside things such as bereavement, it is questionable whether in reality there is such thing as a good divorce. Lawyers are now very aware that going down a more traditional litigious route is often acrimonious, uncertain, and expensive. It can also cause long-term, irreparable emotional damage to the couple and their children. In view of this, there are now an increasing number of lawyers in the UK that see the way forward as using the collaborative law process, which is also known as the collective practice. This is a legal process which enables couples to work with collaboratively trained lawyers and other professionals to achieve a settlement that best meets the needs of the couple and their family. What makes the process different is that at the outset, the couple make a no-court commitment and agree to resolve issues by sitting round a table with their collaborative lawyer by their side. This means that they can relax and there is no threat of see you in court. This is particularly beneficial where the couple have children. It keeps lines of communication open between the couple and helps them learn to work together, not only to reach a solution regarding the immediate arrangements for the children and their financial affairs, but it also lays the foundation for working together in the future for the benefit of the children. Lawyers deal with the law, but when a relationship breaks down, there are often non-legal issues to be addressed, and a lawyer may not be the best person to deal with such issues. The collaborative approach is a holistic approach. It can involve a team of professionals to help the couple work together and be creative, to enable them to reach a tailor-made solution that best suits their family. Each professional will concentrate on his or her specialism. This ensures that the right person is on hand for the right job and is ultimately more cost-effective than engaging a lawyer with a high hourly rate to deal with issues beyond their knowledge and training. Other professionals who are likely to become involved include a family consultant, a neutral financial advisor. In the same way that athletes have to invest time training to ensure they perform to the best of their ability, a couple embarking on the collaborative path need to ensure they are fully equipped to deal with the process. Family consultants are professionals who come from a variety of backgrounds. They understand couple dynamics and can help ensure that any non-legal issues that might impair the process are fully communicated to the collaborative team and that the couple are ready to deal with the legal issues. They are also likely to assist the couple discussing the arrangements for the children, particularly if there are issues that the lawyers are not required to advise upon. Financial security for the family as a whole is often a major concern to the separating couple, particularly where one party is an economically weaker party than the other. Bringing a financial planner to the collaborative table means there can be open discussions about financial concerns and expectations. Specialist advice can be given as to how to use the matrimonial assets to benefit the family as a whole, rather than each party wanting the pot to be split to their own advantage, with no thought about the consequences. The lawyers will also be on hand to advise on the legal implications. The collaborative approach is not suitable for all couples. It relies on an open and transparent approach and some underlying trust, which can often be difficult when a relationship breaks down. If a couple are able to put their differences aside and focus on the needs of their children, hopefully with the support of a suitable collaborative team, trust can start to be rebuilt and a solid foundation laid for the family's future. There may be no such thing as a good divorce, but going down the collaborative path will mean that the often difficult and painful process of divorce can be managed in a much more constructive and holistic way than has happened in the past. If you may feel that the collaborative process is for you, then please don't hesitate to contact one of our family team at Sintons today.
Thanks, Sophie. Enjoyed listening to that. Very quickly from me, we release our webinars, podcasts and blogs on a regular basis, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And you can also follow the family team on Twitter at Sintons Family. If you'd like to discuss anything Sophie's raised today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her. Sophie can be contacted via telephone 0191 226 7878, or via email sophie.dodds@sintons.co.uk. That's all from us today. Thank you very much for listening. Stay safe, everyone.